well, today is Friday. Probably Friday night, if you're in the States here.
So, the date today is June 30th, 2017. And we'll clear this date for you. Remember, every year, these dates get copy and pasted. So here we go. Don't know what happened to you maybe last year at this time. Anything traumatic happened or some kind of worldly event, could feel a little off during the day because of it. So let's clear the state. Here we go. Releasing the energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Wonderful. And let's bring up the light beams on your monitor screen. It could be on your cell phone also, on your smartphone. Here we go. Bringing peace energy to you. Tonight we're going to bring in the female energies. Here they come. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And now we'll hear a situation that you're dealing with. So I'll just look at it, tune into the energy. And here we go, releasing that energy. I'll count to five. One, two, three, four, five. Okie doke. And a week from now, we'll have the special event in Weed, California here. I'll be there. The Gaia Symposium. I'll be speaking, I believe, different times during the event. So if you're interested to hear the audio on it, which we'll be sending out something here for everybody, $40 and out the codes for that, probably first part of the week here. Put a donation and send it to the receipt to me, you know, nationlightship@yahoo.com, and then I'll send you the codes back. Just put symposium in it or Gaia event or whatever is simplest for you. Oh, let's see if our co-host is ready out there. So are you ready, Kathy?
I think I'm ready. Hi, Ron. Hello, everyone. And welcome to Friday Night Creation Lightship Healings with Ron Amatron on BBS Radio Station 2. We're here every Friday night and Saturday night on Station 2, 7 o'clock p.m. Pacific Time. And as Ron said, today's date is June 30th, 2017. And he cleared the energies from those numbers, which are used by unwanted time-traveling, youths, aliens, to track us and have their way with us, steal our energy, and take our spirit so we have less control over our lives. And so it's important to know about the natal barcode removal clearing, which is something we can purchase from creationlightship.com, which is Ron's website where all the marvelous healings we talk about here on this radio show are found. They're online healings, and they're available for various prices and easy to find on his menu of healings. It's the natal barcode removal. You can do a lot with it, names, numbers, addresses, anything to do with you, maybe even descriptions of how people would call you or categorize you, or even colors of clothes you wear or your hair. So that's all being tracked and watched and observed, and that's how they find us. So anyway, it's a paranormal Friday. Usually we have Friday night shows are dedicated to, at least the beginning part of it, to paranormal situations that people write in to share with Ron and get his perspective, or just to share how they dealt with it. And there are some experiences that people have written in for tonight, Ron, having to do with clone experiences. Shall we go ahead and read them?
That should be good.
Okay, let's talk about some clones. Okay, so clone experiences. So someone wrote in that they were having some words with their sister and have remembered that Ron said a while back on another show how to test a clone. Well, tell them something shocking and see their reaction. So while she was having words with her sister, she told her something and basically ended it by saying she was doing it because she was dying. And the response she got, nothing, absolutely no response. So then she told her youngest daughter what happened and said that she was dying. And then the daughter just said, oh, the dog spilled some dog food. I'll have to call you back. And then she realized that she said this and they didn't react. So she says, I'm so grateful for the Creation Light Ship. I truly have no one else but me and my spirit.
Well, wow, yeah, that's so. A strange one, yeah. The most shocking things that would normally somebody respond, at least to most of me a little bit, you know. Was by. So,
yeah,
over their head.
It kind of reminds me, other people have sent things in saying that some of the people they talked to, they had to wonder who or what they were talking to because they had absolutely no reaction and didn't ask questions like people normally would. Just kind of like gave a blank stare. Didn't do anything. So, yep, these are things that make you wonder. Here's another story, Ron. The new Earth, being on the new Earth is going to be wonderful. It makes me think of the New Year's call. All the turmoil that we went through in July and August will be the old Earth. It has started in my life already, been turned upside down. A handful of people I deal with are full of demonic entities. So glad I do not roll up in a ball and be a victim anymore. I can fight back now. I use the clearings. The things that came up are a blessing, a repeat story of my life. I'm so glad for the clearings to get off those timelines and clearing old addresses and my name with the natal barcode removal. Thanks, and I will not go into too much detail. So there's another person using the clearings to make their life better. And another clone story, Ron, from someone who says she lives on the streets. So she gets to notice a lot of things. She says, it's an interesting experience with 95% cloned population out here. My daily interactions include coffee shops and college campus settings. Here are some things I've found. Clones walk at one speed. Fast, and by that I mean as fast as one foot can be placed before the other. This happens inside or outside. They don't pause to smell the flowers, notice anything, admire the landscape, feed the squirrels, etc. They don't browse or window shop. If you have almost been run down by someone exiting a store, you know the experience. If they pause for any reason, it will be to look down at their cell phone. Number two, clones never look up at the sky. I've stood in a group of 10 people at a bus stop pretending to see something in the sky, took out my cell phone, clicked a few pictures, and not a single person looks up. 1 out of 10 will notice and comment on the fluffy clouds. Next experience. There's a lack of facial animation. It's another trait I've noticed in clones. No squinting, no smirking, no raised eyebrows, no screwing up the nose. It's as if a spy clone, they will be looking at you with those wide, staring eyes. If it's a sci-fi paranormal world out of a movie that this poor old Earth has become. Thanks to you, Ron, and the tremendous work you and the Lightship are doing, we have got a chance to get out of here. So, Ron, there's three similar stories, experiences about clones. And so I want to mention to the listeners, if you want to know more about what we're talking about with clones, please do look at Ron Amatron's YouTube channels, where he has great discussions and actual demonstrations of people becoming real. He actually declones them at his conferences. So the YouTube channel is simply called Ron Amatron, and he's got a lot of his past expos on there that were videotaped, and you can see Ron talking, you can see the audience interaction, and Ron talks about clones and a lot of the things that we discuss here on the show. He goes into a lot more detail because they're like concentrated topic workshops. So it's really great to learn from those expo videos that are on your YouTube channel, Ron.
Hey, wonderful.
Yeah. Ron, one of your helpful volunteers has made a YouTube video for the listening audience to benefit from, and I looked into it, and I'm going to listen to it this weekend. I found it one of our very healing radio shows where we just dedicated it to the 12 source energies with music, and he put it to photos, and there's a little description there. And it's really nice because at the beginning you bring in our own personal energy from when we were a baby, and then you bring in the energy of baby Jesus too. So it's very sweet at the very beginning, and then it's very relaxing and peaceful. I listened to it before I came on the radio tonight, Ron. It put me in a very peaceful condition. So I want to recommend that. It's called the 12 Divine-Based Heart-Based Spirit Healings and Energies. Now, the YouTube video actually says 17 instead of 12, but it should say 12, not 17. But it's the same one. It's just really great and relaxing. Also, Ron has a new video. It's the same video we've been listening to for helping enslaved aliens get off the planet, only this one is minus the talking. I don't know if any of the co-hosts announced it before, but it's a shorter one, a shorter version. It's only 2 minutes, and it's Ron giving the aliens their bus ticket out of here, and it's the same video we had before, but it just minus the talking with the co-host, just Ron talking. Some people prefer that. It's just a little shorter, too. Okay, Ron, well, over to you for anything you might like to say, or I could just keep on going, because we do have some questions in the inbox to get to, and I'm also going to be watching for any other people sending in paranormal experiences or any kind of remarks they may have as the show progresses to our email inbox, clsquestions@yahoo.com.
Just keep going. That sounds good.
Okay.
What I can say is there has been some battles going on. Something happened last night or the night before. The night before that, I don't have that much detail. But I know we're doing something out there. So if you have, you felt a little odd, you're in the time traveling soldiers, doing a type of work, and maybe you had a little bit less sleep than normal, or maybe you woke up with a little ache or pain on your body someplace. We are in, looks like, heavy battle. In fact, we're in it right now as I'm speaking. So, what we could do, I haven't done this for quite a while, okay? So this will only work live on the people who are listening. So let's go to the light ship, and we'll go into one of the defense fleet ships, okay? So we're all going to have our own ship to go into. I haven't done this for probably a couple of years, I think. Here we go. Let's go up, everybody. Up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We're there now, and we're going into our own defense fleet ship. I'll be one person per ship, unless you have maybe you're with your spouse or something like that. You want to be together. But here we go. We're going to go into the defense fleet ships here, and the ship is hovering. We're in the light ship, and it's hovering, walking up these steps, and the steps have lights on them. As they light up, I'm seeing like orange and green. So I think natural step is green, and the next step is orange, so you know how to go up the steps, and they kind of rotate the colors. So we're going up right now, did by light beams, and you can look at the ship. The ones that I'm looking at are silver, but they're like a white silver. And we're going inside, and they'll give us an orientation. Remember, we're out of time right now. And you're going to be flying the ship and looking, hunting down aliens. I'd actually see the laser attacks coming towards you. Some actually can hit your shields. Of its own experience here. Well, get ready, everybody. This is your revenge time. So here we go. And we're now starting to leave light ship. You're going to feel the energy shift as you go out of the light ship. Right now, you're in like an artificial gravity. And we're going out right now, so I'll count to five. At that point, we'll be leaving and leaving the light ship, and you're going to feel maybe a little bit lighter. So going out, one, two, three, four, five. There we go. Now we're going to where the battles are happening. And here we go. Yep, they're there. And like about the Federation ships, naturally. The other one's two here. Some actually look like large alien critters, like multi-legged things, okay? Here we go. We're running to against battling. They have to attack us first, typically, before we actually shoot at them. And then at that point, they have the chance to come into the light, and they know that instantly. And if they do shoot at you, then at that point, they'll be terminated, because we're actually going to be out of time moving around, taking them out. So here we go. You may just start to feel some of the energy is coming towards you. It sort of looks like you're being showered with like pieces of rice coming at you at very high rates of speed as they're pulsing their energies to battle with you. As you see, as you move your thumb around, you can actually target each ship that's targeting you, and you kind of like push your thumb down, and instantly they're gone. Well, they're obliterated, no longer in existence. So we're still targeting these ships here, going to different locations right now, looking at different vortexes that are coming in here. You could use the word Stargate. Some of those are there where they actually come into the planet. Large rings that you may see off and on. Photographs. It's like a large ring. I don't know how tall they are, but I'll say a couple hundred feet in diameter. Those targeting those. Well, we're in full battle right now. Let you experience taking out aliens here. Well, here we go. Your own experience right now. Sometimes when these lasers hit you, whatever they're using, sometimes the ship kind of like jerks back a little bit, like a concussion hit. Actually going to feel the jarring, and your body might actually feel it too. Okay, checking everybody now just to make sure that nobody disappeared here. We're going to go back to the light ship. We helped out the time-traveling soldiers. And coming back to the light ship, I'm going to count to five slowly. When you hit five or have the number five yet, you feel the gravity increase, because right now you're weightless. So here we go. Out of time. So coming back into the light ship. So one, two, three, four, and five. There you might feel density now come upon your body. And we're thinking the life beings that were with us who instructed us how to use these defense plate chips. As far as the size on them, they kind of all vary. Tallest one is probably about 55, 60 foot in diameter, and some were about 200 feet. Well, now we're going down the stairs, waving our goodbyes. Back here, being
connected from the light shift. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hey, everybody. Oh, back to you, Kathy. If we get any comments from people.
Okay. That was a fast countdown back, Ron. It's the funniest thing because my body feels real heavy, but my head feels very light. So I need to integrate the two here. Oh, that was really interesting. So we were on our own light ship defense fleet ship out in the Biondo battling. So that was great. What a wonderful experience. It feels very empowering. Ron, just to clarify, did you say this would not work on the archives?
Yes, it cannot work on the archives, yeah.
Not, okay.
Cannot, no. Yep.
Okay, everyone, so it's another good reason to catch the radio shows live if you can. Anyway, it's interesting to hear Ron take us up, and it really did feel like something was going on. And now my head's starting to feel a little bit more like myself again. Oh, okay. So here's another question, Ron. It's about it's a follow-up from somebody who has been writing to you the past couple of weeks. 2 weeks ago on Friday, you strongly recommended he run the curses, hexes, and spells clearing several times. And he says he did. You also strongly recommended that he run the magnetic twisted body clearing, and he's doing that now. He had written with some condition to his legs feeling weak. He had a weakness in walking, so you helped him with that with some healings. And now he wants to follow up with you because he's done all the clearings and says that, whatever attacked him seems to have delivered a possible knockout blow. So he wants to do more healings, but he wants to know if you can tell, was that a human attack, or is it still off-world or alien attack?
90% off-world. Oh, if he's not listening tonight, when you hear the archive, go back in and target this this location where these things are coming from. I do that three times. Oh, that could help you. I'm looking at it too, so I'll see if I can do some medic work there also. It seems to be something that shouldn't be coming here at all. It's a really strange energy. Back to you. I don't want anybody else to get...
No, we'll just move on. Okay. All right, so here's someone talking about their handler, their alien handler. And we've talked about this in the past. Ron says we all have them, but we can deal with them. So here's how this one person handled their handler. She says she was walking back from a walk last week, and this person drives by, and she said, there's that handler. She sees this person a couple of times a day. They live around the corner, and so it's, she has, for some reason, labels him a handler. So she has her reasons, and I won't go into detail, but she got home and ran the person's name and the word handler in the natal barcode removal release clearing, the one we talked about at the beginning of the show here, natal barcode removal. What she did was she typed in the person's name and the word handler in the option box. And then she came across the BBS Radio Archive show about handlers. And on that show, Ron releases handlers that we have in our lives. And so she wanted to share the date of that radio show on BBS Radio. It was June 17th, 2015. So actually, Ron, it was almost 2 years ago, June 17th, 2015, and on another show, June 19th, 2015. So then she also added that there's great explanations about timelines and timeline crashes. Anyway, since she did the natal barcode removal clearing with that person's name in the word handler, she hasn't seen that person at all. That's great.
Yeah, that's very good.
Yeah, so thank you very much, listener, for sharing another way to use that clearing, the natal barcode removal. I myself think it's fantastic. I have it up constantly, always thinking of things to put in it. And it seems to really erase. It's like I think of it as a giant eraser. Okay, so now Ron will discuss another subject. It is the alien baptism barcode clearing. And someone is recommending it. They wrote that they suggest it because anyone who is baptized needs to do the alien baptism barcode removal clearing. Otherwise, they're using their spirit energy as it was given to the church at the time of baptism. So, someone has purchased it and wants to know if it's unlimited. The cost is $50 with no option for adding another $50 for unlimited. So, isn't it really just a single-use clearing, Ron?
Basically, it could be, yes. Normally, one time might be sufficient. But if you feel something that was going on and you think that you're being reconnected again by the church that baptized you, you could do it again. Yeah, that clearing is just phenomenal if you want to get your energy back. So it's sort of like, you know, being connected to somebody doing a spell on your spirit, which also connects to you. And it's taking away the life force energy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that clearing is just as important as the death barcode.
Mm.
So that clearing is a very nice one. There's one other one that I'll be figuring out what it is. It might be cellular ventral, but it has to do with, your body life force, maybe the mind of the body or something, to get put back online, because I think they put codes in that barcode to kind of make you feel like you're not living. Remember, when you're a baby, you're not going to know the difference. You know, if it happened to you as an adult, you could probably sense and feel the energy that it gets sucked out of you. But as a baby or a young child, typically when that happens, you're not going to know the difference. And it might even give you a good feeling, you know, as of the way the aliens do things. Remember, the darkness normally gives you like that warm and fuzzy feeling when they do a healing on you. Or you think it's just a wonderful thing, whatever happened to you. But anyway, I'll try to figure out what else you could add with that one. So back to you.
And another thing, too, that some people, Ron, I think want to do the healings over again because they may not have felt any kind of a liftoff like they did with some other clearings, and so maybe thought they did it wrong or it wasn't really working. But actually...
Yeah, so if you do a clearing, it works automatically, whether you feel it or don't feel it. Sometimes you may feel more energies from a clearing because you're deficient in a certain area. It's like when you listen to the 12 source energies that we have online there, you might feel one of those energies being much stronger than another one. It's only because you're lacking that the energy or it was cut off from you or blocked or whatever. If you feel it or not, it's still working. So the lightship clearings are not like any other clearing that's out there because they're not intended to give you a warm, fuzzy feeling to have you acknowledge that something happened to you. The light doesn't work that way. It just cleans you out and replaces the darkness that you have, which is the mind energies, programs and implants, etc., to peace. And in peace, there's no feelings for peace. So back to you.
A person who wrote in recommending the alien baptism barcode removal also suggested to purchase and run the cultural enslavement clearing, which is another whole life clearing having to do with all the culture and the organizational structures and hierarchy of certain religions.
Yeah, that's good too. And if you've been heavily indoctrinated, which all religions do, we do have that religious indoctrination clearing too. It all depends. You know, if you were a churchgoer every week, or maybe even more than that, and now you finally got away from that program, and you want to have some relief, you may want to do the religious indoctrination clearing. That could help you out eventually. So back to you.
Yes, I'm sure it could help to release from the many rules and disciplines that were programmed in those different religions. Okay, Ron, so the next question was written on Monday, and we couldn't get to it because there was an archive that day. So, listener, thank you for your patience. I'll read it now. It's about a deceased, departed loved one. And this person's concerned because his friend's mother passed away, and he's feeling her presence around him, and it's disturbing him. He wants to know how he can clear himself of his mother's energy.
Yeah, it feels like that emotional body is connected to him, probably because maybe the other person is too traumatized. So you'd have to do the emotional body, deceased loved one's emotional body clearing, and do that. That should release that emotional body. That's what it feels like to me. You remember
right,
they,
so he would put in her, the mother's name into the clearing, and
that's
her
that is
age.
Correct. And that should release that emotional body.
Yeah, it's important that he knows her age.
Not necessarily, no. Just put the name in.
Okay. Well, I've done it with the name and the age because it's like a whole life clearing. So that was the deceased loved one emotional body clearing that Ron recommended to you. Thank you for writing, and your concerns there will be addressed with Ron's clearings on creationlightship.com. Okay, next question is about head lice, Ron. This person and the son contracted head lice. So now they would like to get rid of the critters for good. And so they'd appreciate your advice. Any particular clearing you would like to recommend, Ron? These kind of parasites?
Well, you could probably put that into the alien attack clearing, the eliminating alien parasitic life forms, and stick it and do that in there. That could possibly help. Boy. Might get some skin misting water, see what that does. We'll see if anybody else has any ideas who's listening to the program here.
Ron,
well,
how about the
you.
Poisons, waste, and carcass removal?
Yeah, you could do that. Maybe even the skin and bite one, possibly.
Oh, yeah, bites and stings?
Yeah.
How about also parasitic life form removal?
Yeah, that would probably be at the alien attack page, yeah.
Right. They can always type in what it was, too, if it's not listed in there.
Yeah, they have the other connected in there, so you could use the word other and type in what your problem is.
Yeah, I think that skin misting water is terrific for that. Ron activates the skin misting water for us on the healing weekend calls, and I have a couple big misters, and the water is... It's a special water when he activates it. You have to hold on to the container. And then after he activates the water with light codes for your body, can spray it all over. And it does wondrous things. And I would recommend that too, in addition, because the water is very healing, and it's a good conductor for the light coats to get into the skin and the scalp. And sometimes, you know, with the hair being there, it's a little difficult to really to get to penetrate, but the light coat water will do that. So it's great for the scalp, and you can spray it all over your head, your ears, your eyes, your mouth, nose, everywhere. And it will really help to accelerate the disappearance of alien critter energy for good. So lots of testimonies regarding the activated water. If you happen to not want to wait for the weekend call that Ron's going to be holding in July, you can certainly purchase activated water on his website. It's very inexpensive. Ron has it for $1. and it's good for the healing period that's listed there. So you can use it all up in one day. You can dump it all over your head if you want to. Get a bunch of it and just pour it all over your head. That's what I would do, I think. So Ron's next healing intensive conference calls will begin in the month of July, starting in a few days. But the conference call is going to be starting the 15th of July. That's the Saturday 4-hour ascension preparation call, which has been converted to 3 hours. And then the following Sunday, it will be a 7-hour healing intensive conference call for 3 consecutive Sundays, July 16th, July 23rd, and July 30th. Now, the website says 8-hour and 4-hour, but it's actually 7-hour and 3-hour now. And it's listed that way when you purchase the actual healing online in the menu, PayPal menu of Ron's Healings. So the correct amount is 7 hours and 3 hours. And it's fine because Ron gets a lot of healing done before and after, and, you know, you just don't know. We're still on the light ship in quarantine anyway, if you're a registered participant. Okay, so thank you, Ron, for helping out with the question about the head lice. And, Ron, do you suggest any other healings to go along with it for the emotions, or should we just move on?
Well, I would think if you have it, you probably are pretty upset. I don't even know how you got it, you know. But that could go all into all different types of clearings. You could be angry. You know, you could maybe, you know, wondering if you're going to get rid of it and how soon. That could be fear. And then, you know, after you get rid of it, are you going to get it again? Are you maybe being targeted? That's, some people may come up with that, you know, oh, what are the aliens doing to me now? Now I got head lice, you know? You could even have maybe anxiety, but, you know, when you have it, it's not the greatest thing. I never have had it, but young children typically, and maybe age school, will say, catch it, and then all of a sudden, see something from the nurse saying that there's a epidemic in the school of head lice, and once you catch it, then it's kind of hard to get rid of. So that is impossible, but yeah, if you get it, I don't know how long it lasts, but it's just one of those things, you know, and you got to wash all your bedding and everything else and your clothes to help yourself out with it. But anyway, there could be a lot of anger going on there. You may even feel like you're being betrayed. You may feel like you're being a victim. If you have something like that going on, then see, you know, what's pushing your buttons. You may even want to check out the up empowerment clearing to see if any of those issues there tend to, you know, come up for you. Yeah, it doesn't sound too good. So back to you.
Ron, can the people wash their affected bedding with activated light beam water in the washing machine?
You can probably try that, or at least wash your sheets and stuff, or use a skin misting water on it. You might try that to see if that will help. Well,
yeah, I would think the pillowcases, put the skin misting water on it.
Yeah, and, you know, maybe change, you know, have it in, do it in the morning so it'll be dry, you know, in the evening or something, you know. You don't want to get on a wet pillow, typically.
Yeah. Okay, so some good ideas there on how to tackle that issue, and that's good info for anyone who has any kind of leeches or parasites hanging around, and we all do. So thank you, listener, for taking the time to, you know, solicit some divine assistance from Ron. So we'll move on, Ron, because you have a listener from the UK who wrote to share some experiences, and they can't get on the chat here, so they're going to hear an archive for the answers. But he did want to share with you some things. You have already mentioned it slightly, but he said, lately, I've had some sleepless nights, mostly this week. But is something up with the soldiers and the aliens? I sense a lot of turmoil and fighting in the sky.
Yeah, that's hit the nail on the head, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's there is some intense stuff going on. So, you know, if you do feel aches or pains or something, or you wake up fully awake, even at the same time at night, sometimes you get taken off duty, okay? And your spirit may be out there fighting along with you, but sometimes, like around 3 to 3:30, you might all of a sudden wake up wide awake, and that's because you just got brought back here. Maybe your mission ended at that time, you know, what you're doing out there, and you came back, so your body got jarred, and you kind of like, well, I woke up here at 3:30. So if that happens to you, you might write it down even. Oh, like Tuesday, woke up at 3:30. Thursday, woke up at 3:30. Something like that, or, you know, just check your clock. You can, and you're going to know that that's probably when you're off duty. Came back here as you're no longer fighting out there. I just check that. See if you have a certain time that you wake up. Or maybe you get put on duty. We'll say that you're watching TV and you happen to be a night owl and you're up at 11:30 at night or something. You want to watch TV for like 3 hours or something, or Netflix or whatever. And all of a sudden you realize that you come wide awake at like 12 o'clock or something. Then make notes of that, because that's probably when you're going to be on duty. So you may have recall. It'd be interesting to... We have anybody listening out there who is able to physically see what's going on, and maybe you could write down maybe a couple of paragraphs and send it to us, or maybe one of the shows, and we could talk about that, of what you saw in one of your battles, you know, what the aliens look like and stuff. That would be kind of interesting, maybe to share a little history of that. Oh, back to you.
Ron, as you were speaking, a listener wrote in that they also couldn't sleep last night and have had trouble sleeping the last week, and sent in some really awful-looking cloud formations that were by where they are on the northern part of the United States, northeast. And the clouds are called Mammatus, and they're a formation at the tail end of a huge storm anvil. So these clouds are really ferocious looking and gigantic. And then another listener sent in some clouds from the other coast, the left coast, they call it, of a nearby beach city that shows a calm ocean, clear blue skies, but in the skies are three white clouds that look to me like little disks, little flying saucers. They call it Oh My in the Sky, because it was so noticeable. And there's no other clouds at all, just these little three disks flying in perfectly spaced apart. So, as you said, something's going on in the battles. They let it show now and then. All right, so we'll get back to the emails. And the person from the UK wanted to also let you know that you had mentioned not eating squid or anything from the ocean, but he accidentally ate some, didn't know it was in the food. And so he's asking you, do you recommend not eating crab, shrimp, or lobsters or any other seafood? Because it happens to be a favorite of his.
Well, I would say probably yes. Well, some people, you know, might be disappointed because they like lobster and shrimp and stuff, but don't even know if those are what you're eating anyway, typically, or where they're being, created. So I don't know really how to address that.
Yeah.
I don't eat seafood myself, typically, because I don't know what's going to be lurking in those energies. Something on YouTube, which may or may not be true, but they show how they take steak, and they can get different types of steak, I guess, or meat, and I guess they blend it up, chop it up, and then they put it into certain type of cuts. So you may want to look at that, and also with seafood. So they kind of glue it all together. I think you're eating something that is not what you thought you were eating. So, anyway, you do have to eat, so that's kind of your choice. But to eat anything that you know is a true alien life form, like squid or octopus energies, I would stay away from that completely. Because you don't want to get the DNA in you to activate the energies in you that could cause you harm. So remember, they got to use something to connect to you. These unwanted universal travelers, these youths out there, and they, once you have a connection to something, they can use that as a bridge to their activations and implants to you and through you. So back to you.
Yeah, okay, next question. If we have a healing, like on the body organ restoration call, which was so lovely, like a gentle inner spring cleaning, how is it that if we are cloned out every 10 minutes, that our clearings you do for us can endure and last a longer time?
That's pretty simple. So when you're on that call, the real you is present. Now, when you're not on the call, then they take the real you, and they can clone it out. So if you had something corrected in the real you, then they won't have the blueprint after that of a problem, unless they copy and paste something previous to the call. So you have a lot of situations running out there throughout your whole life on timelines. So the way it works is that your last thought or thoughts, we'll just say that your thoughts are the manifestation to create your body. Or kind of changing it a little bit here, you can kind of get a perspective. So if you have a thought of having like a stubbed toe, then that manifests stubbed toe. And it's in your program, and then when the next alien race gets you after 10 minutes, that thought form that you have created now is passed on to the next alien race or group of aliens, and they manifest that because that's what you had previously. Otherwise, you would look really strange every 10 minutes as they brought you back here with different situations and no situations. Example would be, let's say that you happen to have your arm in a sling because you is something to us. So now you have a sling around your neck. It's your arm there, and you're talking to somebody. And your 10 minutes stops. Another alien race gets you because it frees time. Here's the time of the person that you're talking to. Now, they didn't have the blueprint of you recreate. You would come back looking maybe different or not even having your arm in a sling. What's that person going to think of you when you both get turned on and the sling disappears? Well, they have to create you, in the image and likeness of what you were before. And that's what they continuously do. So during that call, the real you got the healing. And if they try to attach to that energy, which they would do something to try to manifest you because you were out of time, then you get put back into time. Or your problem that you could have had or problems for that call would not show up, and they would not be able to copy and paste something because you don't have it, have that condition. They could go back if they wanted to and do something with you previously, but I don't think they're going to use that much data how to go fishing to find the problem that you have. So if you have the healing, consider it as done. Don't worry about what the aliens are going to be doing to you. You're not going to really see that in the new you as they copy and paste you every 10 minutes with situations going on. That probably won't even show up. Remember, they have to create a situation for you to tie into. They're hoping that you get hurt or emotionally upset or something during their 10 minutes of time when they have you. Oh, looks like our time is getting close there. Do you have anything to add, Kathy, before we end our BBS radio show?
Not to that. I have it's 56 after. Do we have a few more minutes?
I think we could probably go for about 5 more, I think.
Okay, I'll watch the time. So let me see if I can find a shorter question here. Somebody that wrote in a testimonial on Thursday, they wanted you to know that they appreciated the healing you did on an injury that appeared on the left side of their face. And it was a skin injury. So they're not in as much pain as they were in yesterday, but there is still a red blotch on their face. Okay, so this must have been the Wednesday program or the Wednesday night on the lightship special call. So he wanted you to know he was doing a lot better on that skin healing you did. And then someone wrote that they were struggling with the understanding of timeline crashing, and they found that an archive on August 19th, 2016, to be very clear, and it helped a lot. And so that explanation, combined with the video tutorial that we have on the CLS chat connections, made a big difference. So that's good, because anyone who's buying the timeline crashes, yes, it can be overwhelming, and you could have easily have missed the radio show. We've talked about them dozens of times. So now here's someone pinpointing August 19th, 2016, to be a very beneficial for explaining timeline crashes and how the Ron's timeline crash healing works. So that's another online healing on creationlightship.com created by Ron for us to use to eliminate our storylines, timelines. So another question, how to use the computer. Can I run 2 whole lifetime clearings on 1 computer, or do I need to split them onto 2 different computers, or run them 1 at a time?
Only 1 at a time. Only 1 at a time, because those clearings working with your whole life. Don't want to have your body get fatigued because it has to do healings. So, definitely don't do 2 at once. 1 at a time, see how your body is responding. Typically, I would wait a few days, maybe 3 or 4 days before you do your next whole lifetime healing, because your body needs to catch up to the healing. The healing's done, but if you had a lot of blockages, the body needs to go through a physical
a repair, we'll say, or could use the word integration of the healing. So remember, everything happens in the invisible energetic realm, and it forms into the physical. You do want to take time for lifetime clearings, and I would wait probably maybe 3 days before you do the next one. Well, back to you. Only have to do them one time.
Okay, so one at
a time. Oh, what I will say, yeah, the coming up is the 7th of July, so we got a lot of sevens there. And that happens, I was watching YouTube, onto a thing about 9/11. They seem to be doing a lot of stuff on 9/11 now, get into that particular, heading. And one person was talking about the flight being 77 and the building is... Pentagon was, I don't know, something about 77 and the, I guess maybe 77 feet tall, and yeah, this other thing is 77 feet. So 77 is a number that they're using a lot. Now we're coming into June 77, 77 on that. So this would be quite interesting how they're using that energy. So you may want to. That can cover maybe on that day or do some timeline crashes if you about something. Maybe even get into your NATO barcode and put in 77. What happens? So back to you.
Oh, Ron, are you talking about July 17th, 2017 also?
It could be, yeah. You're correct there, yes.
Yeah, that's where the double 17s and the triple 7s.
Yeah.
Yeah, in numerology, someone sent over a note that was a very powerful influence, and they could start timeline crashing it now or put it in the natal barcode removal now, starting now.
Hey, you may want to do that because you may have these high-energy days where they use the energy of people without you knowing it, or they already have stuff in place from years ago. You can be sucked into that. It could be stealing your life force, just like they do with your baptism energy of your baby, of you as a baby. So, you know, you want to get rid of that energy. And, you know, timeline crashes definitely help. You know, you want to be disconnected from that 77 energy. Well, back to you.
Yeah, I only want to see triple sevens when I'm at a slot machine.
All right.
Otherwise, that's a good tip from Ron to clear those triple sevens here and the 1717 on your natal barcode removal. That's important to do as soon as you can. Clear it. Okay, Ron. Well, it's eight. It's 2 after the hour, and.
Okay.
And I just want to mention to the listeners that in closing that we didn't get to all the questions. We got a little backed up, and there's going to be another show tomorrow, Saturday, 7 p.m. Pacific on Station 2 BBS Radio, and the next co-host will pick up those questions that we missed tonight. But thank you all so much for writing in and sharing your experiences with Ron. Over to you, Ron, for any final words.
And send us something about your battles on the defense plate, a ship that you're on. So let's do a clearing here, everybody. So let's bring in some peace energy just in case you're not fully there right now. We have a lot of people out there who are probably out battling. So let's bring in peace to help you out. So we do the mind of heart drop. And here we go. So... And your spirit out loud. So you say, I now command my spirit. And you'd say, take the thoughts in my head. It would be, drop them into my heart. And for the newbies, we count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. So you can feel the energy shifting, moving through you. If you've been doing it for a week or more, just do 3, 2, 1. It works the same. So here we go. Dropping down. So 10. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, everybody. Blessings have a wonderful evening. Remember, right now you're in peace energy, and there's no thoughts in peace energy. That's why you're peaceful. Well, thank you, listeners, for listening. Thank you, Kathy and Ann, they're behind the scenes here. Other co-hosts who are helping out. Well, thank you, everybody. Blessings, and have a wonderful evening. Bye, everyone.